Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, first aid is always worth refreshing your skills on, and that is why we've asked the lovely nurse Sarah Cairns back in to give us another reminder of the do's and don'ts. And this week we're talking about burns. Sarah, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get straight into it, because what are some of the most common ways that people, kids or adults, can get burns at home?
I'll tell you, I obviously teach first aid, and every time I teach a course, this is the number one topic that people are like, I'm so glad I know. I can't get over every time I teach first aid as well, how people don't know the first aid. So I'm so excited to be here, and we'll tell everyone what to do. So in the home, everyone knows who listens to me on the show that I have three little kids, so 9, 7 and 3. So burns and safety in the home has been kind of top of my priority for quite a while. There's simple things like kids pulling cups of tea down on top of them. Yeah. Burns on chest, very common. At the cooker, but there's electrical burns, sticking things into
plug
sockets. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So there's loads of different ways to get burns, but the first aid is relatively the same, okay? You can do things around the house to make your life. You can get, the plug socket things, that you stick in. And actually, some of them are great for kids' rooms, for example, that they have lights on them. Yeah. They're reflective. So you can just, basically, you're closing up the socket holes. I have a 4-ring cooker, so I try and cook on the back, because my 3-year-old, his hands reaching up high.
And it's so easy happen where they'll grab the edge.
Yeah.
And they'll pull it down. My little brother did that to himself years ago when he was younger, burned his arm. Same thing. So we were in this predicament at the time of what do you do?
Yeah, well, listen, we're definitely talking about it, because, how do you give first aid to an arm? But by putting the stuff on the back rings, that can be, and it's literally just habit. Mm-hmm. Habit of getting, if you think about the flex, if you use the back rings, for example, it's just harder for them to reach. Kettles often have a flex coming out of. So making sure that the flex is in and the kettle is in a position that it's away out from the edge of the countertop. Even cups of tea, just trying to get into the habit, especially if you're a new parent, whatever, get into that habit as soon as possible of keeping the cup of tea, the pots of coffee and stuff as far in. And if that becomes just, you're just what you do, you push things in from the edge, you just get into a habit of doing it and just try and keep things safe as possible. But it's really frightening. Fire guards, just do it. And you can get really good fire guards, not the ones, I've always found the ones that you just place over it, to stop any of the spits. Just don't cut the mustard. I know that they don't look the nicest around your stove, but the big fellas that surround the whole thing, and they just keep them out. And, just being mindful. We really don't light fires until the 3-year-old's gone to bed, which in the main part, unless we're going to be around the area the whole time, because they're curious. Imagine flames are yellow, they're burning, they're so curious and they can touch. But in terms of first aid, and it's really interesting, when it's taught, scalds, weather scalds, from even the mist coming out of the kettle.
Oh, I've done that so many times where I reach over because the tea bags are right behind it, and I've had to move them since because I've done it so many times.
There
But this is all the prevention. And so the prevention is better than cure
100%.
A lot of the time. So doing
burns are split into 3 different categories, right? So they used to be numbered first, second, third, fourth degree. Now they're superficial, they're partial thickness and full thickness. So superficial is basically sunburn. The top layer of skin gets burnt, extremely painful. All those nerve endings are affected, extremely sore. So that's it. So it looks like sunburn, this red, that can be called by scald from tea. There's certain things like porridge or something is like tar landing on you.
Yeah.
I've just been talking to somebody and they were talking about jelly. How dangerous is jelly when you're making it? Because you're pouring boiling water into the jelly capsules. And that's basically, if that lands on you when it's still super hot, that's like tar. So you need to get that off the skin, but straight away. But there's the top layer of skin gets burnt. It's red. So that's basically a superficial burn, unbelievably sore. Second degree burn is when it goes down to the second layer of skin and that releases fluid. So you typically get, they're red, they're extremely painful. Oh my God, painful. But they release fluid, so there's blisters. So if there's blisters, you know that the skin has been burnt down to the second layer of skin. And then the third layer is basically all the layers burnt down essentially towards the bone. Okay, so that's the third. Yeah, that's the third layer. So that's a full thickness burn. And they look very different, but the first aid is the same. When a third degree burn, so when all the layers of skin get burnt, they typically look totally different. They can be brown, like even waxy white, that's a big one. But they're waxy. So when it's being burnt down, it looks, honestly, it looks like leather.
Okay.
Right? But there's not often as much pain with that because the nerve endings have actually been burnt away. The most severe burns in the, but you need to get medical help straight
away.
Yeah,
so what's the first thing that we do? For any of these burns, be it, like the other day, let's say I grabbed my hair curler from the wrong end. Yeah. And look, most first aid kits at home, I'll be honest, there's only plasters knocking around the place. I couldn't get in here quick enough.
Don't mind the first aid kit. Turn on, so it's not cold, it's cool running water. Okay. Right? Turn on the tap, put the area under. You need to cool it away. I always describe when I'm teaching first aid that is washing away the heat. If you wash away the heat, just say you touch your hair curlers, you burn your hand, you have then a superficial burn, unbelievably sore. Turn on the tap and you're washing away the heat. What that's doing, it's stopping it burning to the second layer and to the next layer of whatever skin.
That's why you have to do it immediately. 100%.
So that you're stopping the progression of burn. And also, when you're washing away the heat, you're cooling it down, you stop the progression. It also reduces the pain significantly. But the biggest thing is, it's cool running water, not cold, because when you think about having a temperature or, you know, making something really cold, our body tries to retain heat, okay? That's what we do, because it likes... Oh, sorry, this is alarming. Don't mind this. Just a slight medical
just
emergency with my diabetes pump. Don't mind that.
You okay?
Yeah. The battery I should have charged this morning. But what you're trying to do, right, is wash away the heat and stop the burn progressing, reduce the pain as a result. But you don't want the water to be too cold, because your body will try and get too cold too quickly and it will try and retain the heat, and you're kind of, it's counterproductive. So you need cool running water. So ice packs on burns, not ideal.
Okay.
Literally turn on the tap. In the situation with your brother with his shoulder, right, yeah, you know what you need to do? Get a shower head down. Get him into the shower and cool down. Now, this is whether to take off clothes. This is always a big one,
yeah,
right? If the clothes are removable, take them off. So if it's a t-shirt, take it off. But you need to be conscious. You see, that's not going to work, right? Just say you have a three-year-old who pulls down a boiling cup of hot water onto their shoulder, right, through a t-shirt. If you pull that over the head, you could potentially pull that hotness over the face.
Oh, yes.
So you need to cool down the whole area. Cool down the t-shirt. Take down the shower head. Cool it down. Cool running water out of the shower. Cool down the t-shirt, right? And then take the t-shirt off. But if a bit of the t-shirt or a bit of the whatever is stuck to the skin, don't pull it off. You need to leave it there, because you could pull it off and make things way worse.
Okay, so leave it as is.
Leave it as is.
Okay, so our first point of call for anything that happens is get cool water on it. Not cold
running
water. Your body doesn't try and heat yourself back up again.
Cool running water. You need to keep the area under this cool running water for 20 minutes, like 10 to 30 minutes, what HSE recommends, but as long as possible.
Okay.
Like 10 minutes really isn't going to cut the mustard. Now, I would say this, that I do have small children, and trying to keep their hands under the tap is a nightmare. And actually, my three-year-old touched the outer rim of our gas fire and got quite a bad burn on his thumb. He wasn't trying to get him to, and he's a big, big boy, trying to get him tolerating under the tap. Mm-hmm. So we actually, Rob ran up and got rubber ducks and put them into the sink.
Smart.
So he was distracted by the rubber ducks, and then he kept the thumb under the rubber.
Okay,
water.
So that is very, very smart. All right, we're talking about, obviously, the water.
Yeah.
Burn creams. What's the story? When do we use them? Do we use them? How long do we use them for?
You know what? Don't. This is the funny, like, when we talk about this all the time, okay, a couple of things. Don't burst blisters if it is a second degree burn, and you know, under running water, just don't burst blisters. Burns are open wounds, right? If you think about it, all the layer of skin has been burnt away. They're an open wound. They're so susceptible to infection. So they say you need to keep them. So you do your running water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool the burn down, so totally cool. You could raise it up high, just like a wound. Raise it up high to reduce swelling. Just say you burn your hand, take off the rings off that hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What you want to do is literally clean the area with some saline out of your first aid kit, saline and gall, so you've cleaned all the bacteria away from the area, and then cover it in a dressing.
Okay.
That's what you want, a dressing over something clean, something dry, simple. Like, even if you're at home, cut off a piece of cling film and put it straight on. Don't wrap it in case it swells, because it covering the whole area, it'll let it heal. Putting creams on is basically introducing potential bacteria to a big area. So don't. And the other thing is, when, like, after a couple of days, if it's healing and you're like, you know, antiseptic creams, whatever, you can go down that road. But the initial treatment is, people say, oh, I got burnt and I put the burn gels on straight away. You're putting burn gel onto hot skin. You need to do the first aid first. Cool running water, 30 minutes. you can put the burn gels on if you want at a later stage. That's fine. You need to do the first aid first.
Okay. And then last question, because this is obviously, right, we're talking about the different degrees of burns. We're talking about exactly what we need to do when we're at home. At what point is being at home and your first aid just not going to cut the mustard anymore? When do you need to seek professional help?
So if you think it's a third degree burn,
get in.
If you're like, if that's a bit, it doesn't look wet like a second degree burn, you're like, that looks a bit waxy. It's a bit funny in colour. It's a bit drier looking and there's not as much pain. And I tell you, one of my pals, hot water bottles give me the heebie-jeebies. One of my pals fell asleep on the couch with a new and the hot water leaked out. You know hot water bottles, mm-hmm. You know, they have an expiry date most of the time on the rubber.
Know that.
And you check that and people have hot water bottles going around for years. Hot water bottles can be super, super dangerous. We actually don't have them in the house. They really give me heebie-jeebies. But one of my pals fell asleep with one on the couch, one on her ankle, and woke up with a €2 coin, white leathery patch. It was third degree burn. You need to get medical help because they can need skin grafts. Like if all the layers of skin, it's very hard to heal them. They can get infected really easy. Medical help. All chemical and electrical burns. So chemical burns from something like bleaches, you need to wash it away and treat them like a burn. But electrical burns can kind of cause internal damage.
Yeah.
So you need to, anything chemical, electrical, anything around the face and particularly the joints, the neck, any burns around the neck, face, joints, because if they heal and they can get quite scarry, you're going to lose dexterity potentially.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm moving my hands
I
now
know.
As if I've just got
if there's any there, sign of shock, if the person is just not feeling great and you're kind of worried about their behaviour after. You know what a big one is that we see as well is babies being lowered into baths that are too hot. So having, if you're a new parent in particular, having one of those thermometers in the bath just to make sure that the bath isn't too hot. Because you could imagine you put on the bath, you get distracted and you lower the baby in, bum first. So any actually burns around the genitals or anything straight, you need to get medical help for that. Absolutely.
Okay. I think the main thing we can take out of this today is just the water and everybody has access to it. So
just do the first aid first. Yeah. Cool down the area. Stop the pressure of burn. Reduce the pain. Don't burst the blisters. You can take painkillers. If you need to take Nurofen, paracetamol, that's absolutely fine. Remove the loose clothing, but just be mindful of not pulling boiling clothing over the face. Just cool it down a little bit before you do it. Don't pull off stuck on clothes, and then raise it up. If you've burnt your hand and it's sore, you know, raise it up, put it in a sling, put it up on a couple of pillows beside you, and just it'll reduce the swelling.
Nurse Sarah Cairns, thank you so much for joining me again today. All of that is so much helpful.
I put a post on my Instagram.
That's later. What I was just about to say. Your Instagram is _handsonhealth_.
Yeah.
They can get you there. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Emil, for having me.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.